It's pretty good. I didn't realize it's only the second week. It feels like it's been 5 weeks already, you know. But it's been awesome hanging out with these new guys, new staff, new facility. I mean, everything's been awesome. I'm just excited to be out here playing.
What's the difference from last year to this year?
I think everybody's on the same page. I think that's the biggest difference. That's the biggest thing people can see is that we have every position group, as far as like class from rookie to 2 year to 13 year. I mean, everybody's on the same page. Everybody's bought into Coach Jackson's system, and it's going great.
Have you had a chance to get some contact, put some pads on, and play at that new weight?
What's different?
What does it feel like?
The first couple of days were, adjusting was all right. But, now that, I've been maintaining it for this past month, it just feels normal now. I feel a lot lighter. Feel a lot quicker. I'm able to have more fun again, so I'm able to just be me.
At your position, is it a little harder to kind of see that progress until you get out there and go against, like, real opponents and play real games?
What are you talking about as far as losing the weight?
And kind of how you've improved year one to year two.
I mean, as far as losing weight, it's always going to be something that, a player notices right away. For me, it was just lighter on my feet, just feeling more quicker. And then just going off of, last year's camp and this year's camp, it's been different for me in a sense of, just taking on a new role and trying to, be more focused and more serious about the game. I'm still out here trying to have fun and everything, but at the same time, I want big things to happen for the Browns.
How do you think you've been more serious this year?
Just handling everything that the coaches have been throwing at me, as far as doing the weight, reaching my goal for my weight, as far as getting the plays down, as far as being a leader, on and off the field for the younger guys. Just being out here practicing. Doing it exactly what I want to do and, exactly what the coaches want me to do.
Do you feel like you're joking around any less?
I feel like it's more of a, when I'm out here, it's focused on, just trying to do my best to give, RG3 and, the offense a good look. And then, when I'm inside of meetings, it's more mellow, you could – hang around, joke around with the rookies, just mess around. It's still fun. Everybody's still loving the game of football. Everybody's still, having fun. So
That's kind of who you are, though.
Exactly, right?
You kind of need to stay true to yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And the coaches know that, too. Coach Nunn knows that I'm going to be the guy who goofs around in meetings and still gets the job done, out in practice. And so we're still building a relationship, but at the same time, I can feel that, the coaches are, kind of figuring me out now.
It's been like working with Coach Nunn. He obviously has a history of working with really good D-lines.
It's been awesome, really, because I've been a fan of the D-lines that he's coached, with the Giants, man. Just thinking about the guys that he coached and thinking about how he helped them become the players they were. I'm excited to, just have this opportunity with him. And every day I'm, constantly trying to get into his head to put me on the edge or something, or, put me in on third down and everything. And so it's pretty cool. Just having this opportunity, I'm just excited to be here.
Danny, Coach Nunn said the other week when we talked to him that you can change the way that the defense plays.
Right.
What do you think of him saying that? What do you think of that challenge and just kind of the meaning behind that for you?
I think it's a great, great challenge, great opportunity for me because, it's challenging me to become, more mature, more of a dominant player every play. And so for me to do that, you know, that, I think that's what he's talking about, you know, helping the defense become a different type of defense. And, you know, our goal as a defense is to stop the run, you know, and then stop the passes. And you know, if we do that every down, we're going to be able to reach our goal of being a top 10 defense.
You probably already answered this, but playing at this lighter weight, how has that affected the way you approach this season?
I mean, it's definitely helped me. You know, losing the weight has helped me with my ability to be able to play quicker and faster. At the same time, it's helped me, you know, realize that I need to start taking this job more serious and this change more serious. And, you know, in a sense, it's helped me mature.
And how much have you lost?
I want to say close to 30, something like that.
Hey, Danny, I think the outside expectations for this defense aren't particularly high.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think as a defense, you guys can surprise people?
Well, because nobody's really looking at us. I mean, nobody is expecting anything from us. And, you know, it's really about us as a community, you know, Cleveland, you know, our fans, the Dog Pound. It's all about us. And, you know, as long as we all are, you know, together and still believing in each other, then we'll be able to, you know, shock the world. And so that's our main goal, is to continue to do what the Cavs have started already, and continue to grow with this.
And is it asking too much of guys like you and X and Nate and IC in their second years to take on such big roles? And, you know, I mean, that's awful young for so many of you guys.
You know, I can only speak for myself, but, I mean, just going off of, you know, practices and seeing how Nate, you know, X and IC have been doing, I mean, we look, you know, confident. We look, you know, comfortable. And I'm just excited to see where we end up. You know, we have Green Bay this week, and we're all excited to play. I know that I'm definitely going to have the butterflies, but at the same time, I'm going to be that guy who's trying to demand double teams, trying to demand triple teams, and, you know, set the tone for the defense.
Do you guys talk as a draft class?
Every once in a while. I mean, we always check up on each other and see if we're doing good, and every once in a while we'll pass by each other and, you know, say what's up, and we just know that, you know, we're doing good, we're doing something right if, you know, Coach Horton's giving us this opportunity to start.
Do you ever feel weight of expectations?
No. I mean, it's definitely there, but for me, I feel like over the years I've been able to control what goes into my head and what comes out, and you know, just, you know, staying focused on the game plan of, you know, being a dominant defense, and that carries me, you know, the rest of this camp.
What was your reaction to RG3 being named starter?
I mean, he's the guy who earned it. I mean, Josh McCown, he's also, you know, awesome quarterback. He's a guy that I like watching. You know, just the way he prepares himself for practice, prepares himself for games. He's a true professional. And, you know, to see RG3, you know, step up and take the starting spot, I mean, it's saying something about him, you know, saying something about the way RG3 prepares and how he attacks things.
Is it more comfortable with the team to know that your starter has been established?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's more focused on, you know, this practice coming up and, you know, getting ready to play against the Packers.
How about having Joe back? I mean, you didn't get to play with him too much last year because he was out of the lineup a lot, but what would he do? What does he do for your defense?
I mean, really, it's just that sense of security. I mean, just knowing that, you know, 10 yards back, you know, you got a dominant player, an All-American type of player behind you. I mean, we got a couple, you know, with Tremont Williams too, and it's just awesome to know that Joe's going to be back, and he's going to be back in action working with our defense and going to help us get to our goal.
Have you seen him kind of itching to get back there?
Man, this guy's – he's getting here to the facility before me, and I'm waking up in the hotel and coming out, and he's already, you know, walking out of the elevator and, you know, headed here. He's excited.